Dear Journal, there's nothing like spending a week at Grandma Funny's. She really knows how to treat a grandson.
Finished with your cake, Doug.
One more slice to go. Grandma?
I couldn't remember whether you like chocolate fudge or butterscotch on your ice cream, so I brought both. Here you go, sweetie. As soon as I get these sticky buns out of the oven, we'll go rent some more movies. And on our way home, we can pick up a couple of pizzas.
Oh, I hope Douglas had a good time at your mother's. I can't wait to see him. Douglas, you're here.
You're home.
You're huge.
That's me. Hey!
Maybe Judy's right. Maybe I have gotten a little. I can't let anyone see me like this. Guys, what's cooking? No, Porkchop. Don't.
Hey, Doug. Welcome back.
Hi, Skeet. What's up?
Just wanted to see if you made it back in one piece. Cool dress.
It's not a dress. I just don't. I don't feel well.
Whoa, man. Calm down. How come you're so jittery?
Can't you tell?
Uh-uh.
Phew. I thought maybe I looked a little different.
No, you look just the same, only fat. Oh, here, I'm supposed to give you this. It's an invitation to BB's pool party next week.
Pool party? As in swimming pool?
Sure, that's all you want, Douglas?
Uh-huh. I gotta lose some weight before Saturday.
Dieting is fine, Doug, but don't go overboard. There's no substitute for good old-fashioned calisthenics.
Calisthenics?
You could try jogging.
Go on a fast. Fasting is so spiritual. It cleanses the body and the soul. Or if that doesn't work, we could always send Porky to the fat farm.
Can it, Judy?
Let's try to be helpful.
Okay, little brother, tell you what. Come to my room after dinner and I'll show you what to do. Now, close your eyes and visualize yourself thin. See it and be it. Think thin.
I'm thin. I'm thin.
You're a twig. Now you're a pipe cleaner. Now you're a piece of string. Now get up! Now you're a feather, wafting in the breeze. Waft, Doug, waft!
Waft! I'm wafting! I'm a feather!
There, I'll bet you feel thinner already.
Gee, I do. Thanks, Judy.
Don't mention it. Now go out and face the world as a new man!
Hey, wait a minute. I'm still fat.
Well, of course you're still fat, Dougie. The point is you feel better about it.
I was gonna have to think thin a lot to get through the next couple of days. I'm a twig. I'm string. I'm a feather. I'm a twig. I'm string. I'm a feather.
And so many of the larger mammals, bears, elephants, whales,
have several extra layers of fatty tissue to keep them warm in the winter.
But Mrs. Wingo, what do they do in the summertime? Do they get hot?
Well, now, why don't we ask someone who knows a lot about blubber? What do you think, fatty, fatty, fatty?
It was awful. I kept dreaming about school, and I was still on vacation. There was only one thing to do.
Welcome to Body Shaped by Ronald. Meet your host, me, Ronald. Prepare to suffer. One, arms up. Two, legs out. Three, head back. Four, toes in. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Come on, fatty. Your blubber disgusts me.
Pork chop!
Now, pogorobics. Go! Jump! Whoa. Jump! Whoa. Higher! Higher! Whoa. You are more blimp than man! Whoa. Jump!
To continue this exercise program, purchase tape number 2.
Stripes, Doug!
Huh?
Vertical stripes!
And dark colors. That'll hide it even better.
Hide what? My fat?
We're not fat, Doug. I'm big boned.
And I'm stout.
Well, then what am I?
Husky?
Welcome back, you pig. Keep going. Does not this feel good?
Oh.
Oh. Hi, dog. How's the diet going?
Donuts. Is that a bear claw?
Yeah, a cream filled.
Are you gonna eat that whole bag?
Oh, got it, man. It's for my diet. I'm way too skinny for a pool party. See you poolside tomorrow, man.
One more day. Only one more day.
998, 999, 1,000. You have done it. I love you. Now you are ready for tape number 3.
Then why do I still look like this?
Better get a move on, Doug. You'll be late for the pool party.
I'm not going.
But you've been looking forward to this all week.
And you've done a great job losing all that weight.
No, I haven't. Look at this.
Face it, kiddo. You've always had that little tummy.
Judy!
You look just fine, dear. No one will give it a second thought.
That's right, son. You don't want to go overboard on this diet thing.
And all your friends are waiting for you.
Say. How about, sorry, BB, I'd like to take off my shirt, but I might get sunburned? Sorry, BB, I ate just a few minutes ago, so I better not swim? Nah. I got it, Porkchop. I'll just say I forgot my swimsuit.
All ashore that's going ashore!
I don't understand. Where is everybody?
Oh, hey, Doug! I was afraid you weren't going to show.
What's going on, Skeet? How come nobody's in the pool?
We all forgot our suits.
Doesn't anybody want to go in?
I burn easily. I just ate.
It's way too hot to swim.
It's nice to just look at the water.
You want to swim, don't you?
Yeah, I'm dying to, but I'm still too skinny.
Believe it. Everybody was as miserable as I was about being seen in their bathing suit.
I would go in, BB, but they'll all laugh at my bony shoulders.
Even Patty.
Oh, I suppose you forgot your bathing suit too, Doug.
I...
This was stupid. It was way too hot to be embarrassed.
Hey, look at me, everybody. I'm
Ronald Weisenheimer. Prepare to suffer.
I'm Ronald Weisenheimer Jr.
And I'm Rhonda Weisenheimer.
Me too.
We all finally got over the embarrassment of being seen in our bathing suits, and the pool party turned out great. I guess sometimes you just have to get over it and jump in. I'll tell you one thing for sure, it's a whole lot cooler